Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Donegal boxer Brett McGinty. First of all, Brett, congratulations. I'm sure you must be delighted to get a win on your debut.
I definitely won. It's been a long time coming for me. I was probably hoping to be debuting around this time last year, so to finally get the first one done and to get the win is a big relief, and I'm delighted with it, to be honest.
And tell us a bit about the fight then, Brett. It went the distance.
It went the distance. To be honest, I always expected it to go the distance. My opponent had been changed a few times, and we got word on Tuesday night that my second opponent had pulled out. So it was kind of, when this opponent was offered, I'd actually sparred him in the lead-up to my debut. All the way from Czech Republic. He actually fights out of the Fight Factory in Manchester. So we would know them well. We would spar with lads from their gym, and me and him would have done some rounds. So to be honest, I knew I was in for a tough fight. So it going the distance wasn't a surprise. But you know, I felt very comfortable in the spar. So you know, I knew I would be able to get the better of him. But it was definitely a tough fight. Now, and the fact that he came in 12 pound heavier didn't make it any easier. There was a massive weight difference, but because of the way things are with the COVID and having to go in the bubble probably 4 days before the fight, like you don't get much of a chance to you know, bring in replacement opponents. So it's sort of like this is your only option, take it or leave it. And to be honest, I was happy enough to go for it. Actually I came out the winner, and it ended up being a great fight.
You dropped one round in it, but did you feel comfortable in the fight?
I felt very comfortable up until the end of the fourth round, and I got caught a few shots, and to be honest, it knocked me off my rhythm a wee bit. And then the last two rounds then, the referee gave us one each. He gave him a share of the fourth. He gave me the first three, he gave him a share of the fourth, and then the last two was one each. So it was a good competitive fight, to be honest. Like it was sort of like a banana skin fight. You know, when Ricky rang me on Tuesday night to tell me that this was the opponent that was offered, I knew by the way he was talking, he was a wee bit reluctant because he was southpaw. We weren't training for a southpaw. We'd been training for a four rounder. It ended up being a six rounder. So there was a lot of things that came up that, you know, weren't ideal. But I pretty much said to him, like, Ricky, that I didn't feel like I could afford another disappointment. I had waited over a year for this fight, and he completely, you know, he supported my decision. But he said after the fight last night that, you know, in future circumstances, now that you've got this fight out of the way, the fact that your opponent came up last minute, he'd been a southpaw, he was a potential banana skin opponent, and he was so much heavier than me that in future it won't be ideal. But you know, thankfully it all went well and I got the win.
And you mentioned earlier you had the original date cancelled in March due to COVID. It's been a long time coming. How did you stay focused all year round?
It has been challenging, to be honest. As I'm sure it's been for every prospect in boxing and other sports as well. It's been a very difficult year for everybody. But just had to keep the head down and keep doing whatever I could. And then, thankfully, we got the opportunity with McKenzie. They had mentioned probably towards the end of October that they were interested in signing me, and that he would have a couple of shows coming up before the end of the year. So that kind of gave me a big boost of confidence, to be honest. Got me focused again. Went back over to Manchester, started training towards a fight date. I didn't actually get the fight date probably until the middle towards the end of November, but I knew it was in the pipeline. So I was training very hard, and I was very motivated. And thankfully, you know, I've got that first fight in now. It sets me up well for 2021, and I've finished off the year in a high.
So tell us, what's it like training under Ricky Hatton?
It's been very good. You know, it was a big change for me. Moving over, I've been with Oak Leaf for over 10 years, my amateur club. I'm with my amateur coach Eugene O'Keehan. So to not have him and not have the people in the club around me all the time was a massive change, and moving over to Manchester. But it's worked out really well for me. Me and Ricky have a lot of, like, my style would have a lot of similarities to his style. Now, we're not the same in all parts, but there is similarities. And I feel like he can bring the best out of me. Like, we're kind of just touching on the surface now with some of the things we're getting through. And hopefully now, as my career progresses, they'll come out more in future fights, and I'll be able to show more things that I'm learning and more things that I'm adding to my boxing ability.
You said earlier just that you signed with Mick Hennessy's Promotions this week. Was that an easy decision to make?
Absolutely, to be honest. There's very few promoters out there at the minute that's in a position to run shows with or without fans, and Mick Hennessy showed that he has the ability to do that. Like, there's, and the way things are now with COVID, like, if there's no fans going to be allowed into the venues, then you have to have TV back in the shows, and Mick Hennessy is Channel 5 backing him. Obviously you have Eddie Hearn as Sky and Frank Warren as BT, but other than them two, Mick Hennessy's probably the only other one that has a TV channel backing him and has the ability to run shows with or without fans. So now going into next year, please God, come March time, there'll be fans in and boxing will be somewhat back to normality like it was before. But I know myself that if it isn't, I'll still be fighting and I'll still get opportunities to, you know, to build my career under Mick Hennessy, because he's shown in the last few months that he's in a position to run shows, whether he can get fans in the venues or not.
And what's next for 2021 then?
We just spoke to Mick after the fight last night, and he said he's planning on running two shows in March, one in Coventry and one in London. And he said that they're both going to be in 2,000 to 3,000 seater venues, that he's hoping that there's going to be fans at them, but if there isn't, that the shows are going to be run regardless. So I suppose it's just a couple of weeks off now, relax and enjoy Christmas, and then get back at it and start building for hopefully a big and a positive 2021.
Well, Brett, thanks for joining us today. Congratulations again. Have a good Christmas and best of luck for 2021.